This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Federation Square, known for its incredible events, but this December seems to be a little bit extra special because Fed Square is being transformed into a magical Christmas wonderland with stunning decorations, including a spectacular 17.5-metre Christmas tree and interactive light-up bell swings. There's loads of events, but one that I'm really looking forward to is Camp as Christmas. Now, if anyone can pull off something as camp as Christmas, it has to be Will Huxley and the Huxleys. Will, good to have you back on Drive.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Will, have you ever wanted to, Have you dressed up as a Christmas tree before?
I actually haven't. I attached lots of Christmas baubles to myself last year. But we do have a performer called Dieter von Kleef, who actually is coming as a giant Christmas tree, which is spectacular. Someone's doing that already.
Is there a big extension cord attached?
I think she's self-powered. Maybe she's solar-powered.
Or a bike or something like that. Now, Camp as Christmas, it's returning to Fed Square. Tell us a bit about what we can expect this year.
Well, Camp as Christmas came from, as a kid, I was, obsessed with all things camp and decorative. And people used to say I was Camp as Christmas as an insult. My dad even used to say it. And I was like, I'm going to reclaim that and celebrate the term. Because Camp as Christmas often gets labeled to queer people that are into extravagance. So we're like, let's reclaim it. And, for Christmas, for a lot of people, they may not necessarily love the traditional form of Christmas. So our Camp as Christmas is not like Christmas carols as you might expect it. It's a queer extravaganza, and it's kind of more like a queer family Christmas because, my own family Christmas is very stressful, which I don't do. So this is all our beautiful performance family come together and we put on this show. And it's like for people who need an alternative from regular Christmas.
It's all of us, I think. Christmas for me, the best memory I have was I loved the lights. I loved them so much. And I remember getting a zap when I was trying to unravel my grandmother's Christmas lights from the 1950s or 60s or something like that. So I'm intrigued by the lights on the Christmas tree and what you guys will be dressed up as.
I love Christmas lights too. And I think for me, I've always been attracted. What I love about Christmas is it's the one time of year where things can be as outrageous and decorative and over the top visually as you can get away with it. Even straight people can wear outrageous stuff. And it's the only time of year where you put sparkling tinsel and lights everywhere. It's this magical time out of time, which doesn't happen in everyday life. So Christmas is that, for me, it's all about the spectacle and the decoration. We're not religious, or it's not about family necessarily for me. It's about the outrageous and the beautiful.
And I reckon that's okay because we can all take something out of it. I'm not religious either, but like I said, it's about the visual aspect of it. And now you've chosen Fed Square again to be the venue for his Camp as Christmas. Why Fed Square?
They're so supportive, and they what happens is because it's free and it's out in the square, you get all these magical families and audience members that would not necessarily always see your work, and they just walk by and just get transfixed. And I like that it's art for everyone, and it's in the public space, and hopefully the magic of the queer joy that we're putting out into the world will inspire people to express themselves and dance and maybe sit. Because the idea for me is community. These performers are our family and we are a queer community. And I love doing community events where people can come, and the fact that it's free. And the Fed Square has this great big screen. So we've got lots of our video art. And we've got so many amazing performers. We've got people like Too Juicy, Cerulean, Nefertiti La Negra, Jay Andrews, Tanza. There's just so many. It is an extravaganza.
We're chatting with Will Huxley from the Huxleys about Camp as Christmas. Now, Will, it's December the 20th, isn't it, Fed Square?
Yeah, and what they're doing is that before the show, they're showing Meet Me in St. Louis, the Judy Garland Christmas epic, and then there'll be DJs, and then our show starts at 8:30, and it's got drag, it's got singing, it's got dance, it's got disco. it's something for everyone that, you know, that is different from listening to Christmas carols or Christmas in the Domain. It's the antithesis of Christmas in the Domain. But we will be doing Mariah Carey, which I think everybody loves.
Oh, which is fantastic. I was watching the protests going on in Korea the other day, in South Korea, and over, you know, the declaration of martial law, and they were protesting, and I thought this was a really good protest, and they had Mariah Carey's Christmas song in the background. I thought that's how you protest.
Yes, because people love that song, and so they'll be like, oh, what's this nice protest? That's our whole artwork is this thing where it's like looks sparkly and joyful, but we're injecting this message of queer acceptance and you know, radical queerness, but we're doing it in a joyful, magical way. And that's, I often think that's the best way to reach people. If you can dress up an intense idea with Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas, then that's a really good way of sneaking your message in.
What if we want to come along, what should we wear? How should we dress up?
I think bells, head to toe, anything that sparkles, stars, antlers. You know, I mean, actually, one of the themes of the show, Garrett and I have created, because Christmas is so much often Americanized and it's like, you know, Northern Hemisphere, we've created giant inflatables based on Australian native animals.
Oh.
So it's an Australian Christmas. So we've got emus and cockatoo and a kangaroo, and they're giants. So you can get photos with them. But we're celebrating the beauty of Australian flora and fauna in some of our performances, because, you know, it is a magical wonderland, the native flowers and creatures. So it's not so much Santa and reindeers. It's more, we're going down the road of more Australian Christmas.
I love it. Absolutely love it. I'm going to wear my grandmother's Christmas lights.
Oh, please do. And also, on this weekend, they're doing this thing called Koori Christmas. Is a celebration of all things First Nations Christmas. And they've got Koori Santa Claus. That's on this Saturday the 14th. So that sounds amazing too. So, and then the following weekend, come to that Friday night, come to our campus Christmas and just go wild.
I love it. It's like a group therapy session again with the Huxleys.
It will be. It's a sing-along, a dance-along. I promise that you'll leave smiling.
Will, guess what song we're going out with?
Ah, fantastic.
Great to chat with you.
Well, thank you.
We'll see you on December the 20th at Fed Square.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. That is Will Huxley from the Huxley's Campus Christmas. It's all about celebrating the festive season with joy, glitter and inclusivity. It's a fabulous queer extravaganza by the incredible Huxley's, happening December the 20th. You'll catch them at Fed Square. Get dressed up for it. Wear those bells.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.